On the line with us this morning, Kelly Dixon. She is a senior transportation planner with the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council. Recently, they issued a survey looking for thoughts and feelings when it comes to alternate transportation in Western New York. Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, Kelly, first of all, as looking at some of these responses that you got here, it looks one that catches me right off the bat. 25% of those responding say they don't see any benefits to alternate transportation. I find that somewhat curious. What do you make of it?
Well, in terms of not seeing any benefit, we saw that as them not giving really any reason for not taking alternative transportation to work. For giving no reason, we sort of see this as perhaps people have just gotten into their routine. They're used to driving their car to work every day and, you know, perhaps drive by that bus stop and don't really think about public transportation or biking as an option for them to get to work.
What were some of the other findings inside this? So what were some of the other people saying besides those 25% who said that there's no benefit to alternative transportation?
Well, it was interesting. 38% of folks indicated that their employer did not offer any type of transportation benefits, so no type of a transit pass program or carpooling or car sharing program or bicycle parking. But at the same time, 45% of respondents noted that they park in a free or subsidized company lot, or their company is subsidizing spaces in a public lot. You know, the company right there and providing free parking is offering a benefit to those that drive every day, but not necessarily offering benefits or choices for others that may want to get to work through some of these alternative means.
47% of the respondents would indicated that they would be interested in a subsidized Metro Pass. It seems to me that when it comes to the Metro Pass right off the bat, it's already fairly affordable. What are some of the thoughts about that?
In terms of the Metro Pass, the NFTA does have a Metro Perk program in place that many employers in the region do take advantage of. But for this program, that $75 for the monthly pass is taken out of an employee's paycheck before taxes. And so by avoiding having to pay that money, most Metro riders save about 30% through this program.
And what about just a general assessment of the region when it comes to, just like we've been talking about here, alternative transportation? Where are we at right now, maybe compared to a few years back? And where do you see us moving forward?
You know, I think we're making good strides. Within the city of Buffalo, they've recently completed a citywide bicycle facility master plan. They're committed to the construction of 10 miles of bike lanes per year, and they've been doing that for a few years now. So I think we're really starting to see those results pay off with more people biking, looking for facilities to adequately store their bikes during the day, which came out in the survey. So between biking, you know, transit and car sharing opportunities, which have emerged in the past few years, we're starting to see a mix of options. And so it might not be that you take transit the whole way to work. Maybe you drive part of the way, take transit the rest, or you bike to a certain transit station and get on and continue the rest of your journey. But trying to utilize the system that we have and make the most of it so that it works for all different types of users. And I think we're starting to make some strides.
Kelly Dixon is a senior transportation planner with the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council. Thank you very much for your time this morning.